Brooke's going for win number 17 today, and 17 just happens to be my lucky number. So I think you're in good standing here, Brooke.
You know it was my lucky number first.
Just because it's
your birthday. That's so unoriginal.
We're going to let Michelle from Maple Valley decide. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, how are you guys?
Who deserves the lucky number 17? Jeff for it being on his birthday, or Brooke for having been around for 1,000 years and always loving it?
And by the way, I love you, Michelle.
Brooke.
Oh! That a girl, Michelle!
Because Brooke's had it longer.
Yeah, sorry. Not just that. That number chose me.
Oh, okay. It chose you?
Yeah, it chose me.
I want to hear that story.
Interesting move not going with me when I'm going to be asking you the questions here, Michelle. But you know what? That's your strategy. We'll see if that plays out for you. We're sending Brooke out of the studio while that happens. You know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. Trey Parker celebrates a birthday today. He's a co-creator of what famous animated TV show?
Pass.
The NBA team, the Pelicans, are from what city?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
What witch got crushed by a house in The Wizard of Oz?
What? I don't know. Pass.
Which Jonas brother did Taylor Swift date?
Say
it again?
Oh, God. I can't think of his name.
Okay. I don't know on that one. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. Michelle, it says on my phone screen here that you work as a private investigator.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you privately investigating right now? Are you working?
She's a PI?
She is.
You sound so sweet.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's how she gets your info, bro. See, while you were out in the hallway, she probably knows all your social security numbers and everything.
Yeah, you got our dirty laundry? Is that what you got?
I don't.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing, Michelle. See, Brooke claims to be a descendant of the people that came over on the Mayflower.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to privately investigate that to disprove it?
It's my family tree, Jeffrey.
So you say.
Do you want to see it? It's what my aunt told me.
Anybody can draw a tree.
Yeah. Why are you trying to burn down Brooke's family tree?
I just don't buy it. I think she's trying to sound cool.
She was on like the second
ship. Dude, you better watch out because you know my mom's going to send you this long email.
I want to see Michelle do the research and prove it once for all. You cool with that, Michelle?
Yes, I got you.
All right, thank you. All right, Brooke, now you're up. You ready?
Yeah, you hate her.
Your time starts now. Trey Parker celebrates a birthday today. He's a co-creator of what famous animated TV show? The NBA team, the Pelicans, are from what city?
New Orleans.
What witch got crushed by a house in The Wizard of Oz?
Wicked Witch of the East.
Which Jonas brother did Taylor Swift date?
Joe.
What's the largest city in the Germany?
That was written.
Munich?
The famous novel, A Tale of Two Cities, was written by whom?
Oliver Twist. That's another book.
All right. Well, got our answers, and we're going to go to the scoreboard, see how you did with Jose.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Daddy. Oh, don't tell Stewie. Man.
Bolaños.
Wow.
That was an old, like, loser line clip.
Oh, what the
heck? Michelle, you got zero.
Oh
no.
Tale of Two Cities didn't matter.
Yeah.
No, she didn't even get there. Brooke, you got 4.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Let's go over the answers for everybody here. Trey Parker celebrates a birthday today. He's a co-creator on South Park.
Yes.
Him and Matt Stone. NBA team, the Pelicans, are from New Orleans. The witch that got crushed by a house in Wizard of Oz is Wicked Witch of the East.
Oh.
Wicked Witch of the West is the one who got melted.
It's her sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift dated Joe Jonas back in 2008. The largest city in the Germany would be the Berlin, 3.5 million people. And the novel, A Tale of Two Cities, was written by Charles Dickens.
Oh, right.
So, Michelle, we can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. You could sign up for their Blazin' Rewards and get a free order of mozzarella sticks, which is much better than the rewards Jose gets for Blazin', which is just a persistent cough and very red, irritated eyes.
Yeah,
and I just can't stop ordering Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. It is.
So there you go. Something good came out of this, Michelle.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing. We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.